You're listening to Caffeine and Chaos, a podcast for moms by a mom who's just taking it one day and one cup of coffee at a time. My name's Karina, I'll be your hostess, and you're listening to the last episode of 2020. Hello! Welcome back to Caffeine and Chaos. I know it's been a while. The holiday season here has been extra busy for our little family. I'm pretty sure the last episode I posted was right around Halloween. So we had had Thanksgiving, and we have now had Christmas, both which were very busy, but were so much fun. Thanksgiving, we had about 23 people over at our house, just a mix of families who have become, you know, just an extension of our family here in Okinawa, as well as a few single Marines. And then for Christmas, we had 17 single Marines. Well, not all of them are single. There are a few who are actually married whose spouses are not here with them on island. And so they all came over and we had turkey and ham and brisket and so much food and had a fire pit. It's actually been cold here. It rained most of the month of December, so that was kind of a bummer because there were a few things that I wanted to like get out and do, but they were all outdoors. And with it raining and I was on my own with three kids because my husband was gone for work the entire month, it kind of left little to be desired to actually attempt to go out and adventure anywhere. So we really didn't get to do a lot of Christmassy things, but thankfully here in Japan, here's a fun fact for you. Christmas is not a Japanese holiday. They actually don't acknowledge it or celebrate it. I think they acknowledge it to an extent. There are certain things that they do, and they celebrate, you know, the season, I think is what the Japanese embrace more than anything. There's this really, really cool little, like, I don't know, I guess in the States, the best comparison would be like an upscale shopping center. But there's little stores and there's restaurants and stuff, and we call it American Village. And they go all out and decorate with lights and all these little like fun props that you can pose with to take Christmas pictures. So we're probably going to go do that this next week before New Year's happens, just to say we at least did something this year. And actually, there's a lot of places here like the zoo, and they have a botanical gardens here that does lights. And they will keep those up through January. I want to say one of them keeps them up till February or March. So it keeps them up for quite a while. And then we're getting into festival season. So the Lantern Festival is going on here right now. I want to go do that with the kids. And then we will work into cherry blossom season, which is exciting. We arrived last year right as that was kind of all kicking off. And so with getting settled, we didn't really get to go experience any of that, but we will this year. So that'll be exciting. But we had a great Christmas, all things considered. I hope you guys had a great Christmas. I know this has been a tough year for everyone. I kind of wanted to just take the opportunity during this episode to just kind of reflect. I think a lot of podcasters are doing that. excuse me, I have a little bit of a sore throat. The weather's been changing so much here. So it'll be like 67. It was 60 in the 60s yesterday and actually felt warm, and today it's like wet and rainy again. So with the constant change, it's hit or miss. But we're healthy, just have a sore throat that we're gonna tackle. But I just kind of wanted to take the time to just kind of review 2020 a little bit, talk about some things that I've learned this year, just a really general overview, kind of reflect on the year. And then kind of give you a little sneak peek of what you can look forward to in 2021. I know I haven't been posting a lot of podcasts this year. It's been really hit or miss. And I had goals when I started out, but I'm kind of just learning to embrace the crazy that is our life with living in Japan. And I feel like now that we've been here for a year, we're finally getting a grasp on some semblance of normal and patterns despite everything else going on. I think we're at a point where we're just kind of like, okay, look, I'm going to ignore all the rules. I'm going to ignore all the regulations. And we're just going to live our life as if this was how things were. Because if we focus too much on those things, it becomes so stressful and so chaotic and just literally miserable for everybody. So just doing our best to place our focus in a positive place as we enter the new year, I think is a big thing for our family this year. My husband and I have discussed a lot about, you know, what has our last year in Okinawa been? Why are we here? When we moved here, we really wanted to get away from where we were stationed. We didn't enjoy Jacksonville. We had great friends there who became family, and we loved that aspect of living in Jacksonville at the end. But as far as being there, we loved the people, not the place, was kind of where we were at when we got orders. And so moving to Okinawa was very exciting for us, and I sometimes wish that I could go back to January when we arrived and relive just the excitement and the emotions and not being homesick that we had when we were here for the first 3 months, because it was just so refreshing for us after feeling down about where we were living for so long. But now that we've been here for a year, my husband and I have spent a lot of time chatting about, you know, what has our experience been here? What does it mean for us? Why did God bring us here? And we've truly realized that God did not bring us to Okinawa to make a ton of friends and to be super active and involved and to just have a grand old time, if that makes any sense. Really, just kind of reflecting on how this last year has gone, COVID aside, we really think that God brought us to Okinawa to kind of refocus us and be like, hey, you need to focus on your marriage. You need to focus on your kids, on growing your family, on stepping outside of your comfort zone in a few areas. This last year, I wasn't going to keep my cake business going here. There were a lot of things that were very complicated to keep it going out here. And when we came, I made cakes for a couple people and they were like, you've got to do this here. Like, you could make such good money. So I kind of started to dabble in it. And by the summertime, I was booked every weekend. Over the Christmas holiday, I did gingerbread house kits. It was a great idea, a great idea. Ultimately, if I do it next year, there will be a lot of changes. What I learned is that for the amount of time that I spent, plus the fact that my husband was gone, so I was working 8-9 hour days in the kitchen on my feet and raising my kids on my own, without any help. And yes, we had friends who like came in and helped, and I'm so thankful for them, but it wasn't like having my husband here. It just, overall, I didn't charge enough for the amount of time that I put in, but it was really fun to be able to give back to the community, because essentially I just ended up charging cost, because there were so many families who were like, this is amazing, like, I didn't know what I was going to do this year. And I got some just super great, super fun pictures from these families of them just spending time together. And really at the heart of it, like, I was like, this is so worth it. But when my husband and I have sat back and thought about, you know, what is our purpose here in Okinawa? We're here for 2 more years. In January, we'll have been here for a year. So we have 2 more. We have a lot of decisions to make for our family over the next 2 years. As we kind of head into 2021, we're kind of gearing up for the fact that this could possibly be the last enlistment that my husband has in the military. What does God have for us next? But looking at our time here so far, I think we can confidently say that God definitely brought us here to help us focus more on our family, on our kids, on our marriage, because those aspects of our life have been better since we got here. Every day is not perfect. There are certainly hiccups, but it has been 10 times better here. And I feel that as far as having a spiritual support system to grow our marriage and to grow our family, we've had more of that here than we did at Lejeune. And I'm not saying that we didn't have it at all. I'm just saying that I think we needed something a little different, and we've found that here. And that's been such a big blessing to our family, because we were definitely at a point where there were some pretty big things happening within our family that kind of came to the surface as we were moving. And it was kind of make or break. Like, we got on a plane to move here knowing this could either be a really great 3 years or this could be a really bad 3 years. And it could change a lot for us. So I'm thankful that we can look back at the last year and despite kind of feeling like, okay, Okinawa is beautiful. Yes, we've met great people here. We love the church that we go to. We miss home. Island life is not. I grew up on an island, but it was very different than this. So island life is just not our pace of style. And the military aspect of being here is very different than in the States. And so that's caused some issues. But overall, this has been a great opportunity. But out of it all, we're just thankful that God kind of brought us into a different pace of life to change our focus into some of these other areas that really needed attention over the last year. And now looking to the next 2 years with that mindset of continuing to grow and develop in those areas is something that really gets me excited. So if you listened to the very first episode that I posted this year, which was the very first podcast episode I did, I talked about why I don't pick New Year's resolutions. And I'm so glad that I headed into this year with no resolutions, because I think just about everybody who made resolutions could agree with me in saying that 2020 was nothing that we expected. And so if you made a resolution, it probably didn't happen. Not because you didn't want it to, but because the world kind of fell apart and we just watched it burn in front of us. But I did pick a word for the year, and I picked that word intentional. And I know, looking back now at the year and how things have gone, there's a reason why God had me pick that word. Just looking back, you know, going back to what I was just talking about with Tyler and I discussing why God brought us here, we have had to be so intentional about growing our marriage and growing our family here because it's really hard. Okay. We live in a foreign country with no support system, no family. In order for my husband and I to have a date night, we have to pay a babysitter. That's expensive. Now, mind you, we have a phenomenal babysitter. We adore her and I will pay her anything. But we really had to make the effort in, and I mean, it wasn't just like a, okay, we need to make the effort to go out. No, like this was like, okay, we need to make the effort in our budgeting. We need to make the effort in our, you know, weekly planning. Is everything else done so that we can successfully make this happen kind of situation? And so, you know, heading into the year with that word has helped in those areas. Being intentional with my business, I have learned a lot about growing my business in a different way. And it's given me such a great perspective here because I've been asked to do things that I've always wanted to do as a baker, but haven't been able to do because of just where we were. And so now heading into the new year, I'm super excited because I'm changing up so much with my business. And I finally have found like a passion with my direction for my business. I've loved making cakes. At Lejeune, it was very stressful. Here, it's been great. But to finally find like my niche when it comes to baking and how I like to decorate and the types of things that I like to do and being able to work with other small businesses as my suppliers for things has been so much fun this last year. And I'm so excited to step into 2021 and to be able to do more of that on an even more intense level, because I think it's really going to just transform my business. But being intentional with my business to discover, okay, how can I make this not just a business, but a passion? I want to make this something I love to do. This year we had big ideas about, okay, we're going to start homeschooling with Easton. And my confidence was at an all-time low. I was like, I know I'm capable of doing this, but where do I even start? Like, this is just overwhelming. And dealing with Easton and all of his diagnoses, we're still, I mean, we've been here for a year. We're still waiting on certain diagnoses to be able to get into programs to help him. But it was kind of at that point where I was just feeling really helpless that I was connected with a homeschool community here on the island and got plugged in. And through that program have met other amazing, like-minded families. I've had the amazing opportunity to tutor 4 and 5 year olds this last year, one day a week. It's literally the highlight of my week. These kids are absolutely amazing. But you want to know what most importantly doing this has done for me? It has given me resounding confidence. That's probably the wrong word to use, but I'm going to use it anyway, and you'll understand what I'm saying. But it has just given me confidence that I didn't know I had to be able to head into next fall thinking about homeschooling Easton for preschool. I am so confident in my ability now as a mom to take a curriculum and to say, okay, here's our curriculum, here's what we're going to do, to be creative with it, to be fun. Because I stepped outside of my comfort zone and started tutoring 4 and 5 year olds, got plugged in with other families and other moms who have these great creative ideas, who have reached out and helped me to develop my potential, and working with a community of other military wives and moms who also tutor. And it's just been the biggest blessing to me, this year to have that. I think out of everything I've done this year that I would say is my number one. If you were to say what's your top three things that you've done this year, tutoring for CC would be number one because it has changed my perspective as a mom on my ability to successfully educate my own children. It has allowed me the opportunity to connect with other like-minded families. And I've just been so encouraged. I'm so encouraged when I go in every week. Like, yes, don't get me wrong. There are absolutely weeks that it's like, this week has been so crazy and I'm so stressed out and I'm so tired. And I just feel like I'm just sipping my coffee just to get through the class day. But these kids literally encourage me so much. And they're 4 and 5 and they're the sweetest things and their families are amazing. And I'm really looking forward to doing this again in the new year. It's just been the biggest blessing to me. I'd say my number two was definitely just watching our family grow closer together through being here in Okinawa. I'm going to be really blunt here for a minute. When we got orders to Oki, we had so many friends who hyped Okinawa up. It's beautiful. It's great. Everyone's a family. The community is wonderful. The food is great. So we were so excited to come here. We were really looking forward to just developing that community-like feel with other families, to finding a good church, to just making some transitions. And my husband and I have had this conversation a couple times over the last few weeks. We know in our heart that our experience here in Okinawa has been ruined by COVID, okay? I understand there's stuff going on in the world. I understand that there's a virus. But for a family to move 10,000 miles away with their children to a different country and to be treated the way we've been treated, it's so discouraging. It's so discouraging. And I know there are a lot of other places that have it worse than we do. And I know in the States, there are certain of our family members who have really taken a hard hit because of all this. And I know that through COVID, our family has been so blessed. But at the same time, my husband and I agree that we wish we could go home to the States because there's just some things that we miss. And I think we would suck it up and deal with everything going on back in the States. But at the same time, we acknowledge that our opportunity to be here is so unique and so special. And it's really just beautiful. Like, this is not an opportunity just anybody would have. This is something our kids will grow up remembering. You know, our kids are at the age where, honestly, when we move back to the United States, they're not going to remember any of that. They're going to remember Okinawa. And they're really going to have to reshape their mind when they move back to the States. So we know living here in Okinawa, it is beautiful. The people are kind. The food is incredible. We were telling my parents the other day, we had these little convenience stores here. How often does it just cross your mind that like, oh, hey, I want to go get some sushi or I want to go get pot stickers just to eat as a snack. So you walk into a convenience store and spend $2 on it. Versus in the States, you want that kind of stuff, you have to go to the grocery store and spend $8 to $10 on a bag of it. Or you have to go to a sit-down restaurant and you're spending, what, $12, $13 a plate? Like, here it's just normal. So that is one thing that I'm like, this is the life. Like, I'm loving this. I could eat Japanese food every day. It is literally my favorite food. But like, while the opportunity is unique and it is wonderful to live here, and we have had so many great experiences here, we do have good friends here. They're few, but they're wonderful. We have a great church family. You know, as I said, our marriage is stronger from living here. Our family is growing because we're living here. I think that there's definitely a way of life on Okinawa that's for some people and not for others. And we're definitely not like the Okinawa island living type people, if that makes sense. And I think a lot of that is just like the American in me being like, okay, there's stuff about the US that I really miss because I feel like I could live in Hawaii and be like, okay, this is better. But I also know, like I said, that COVID, the restrictions, everything that we've had to deal with here has definitely made this experience not at all what I think it would have been if none of that existed. But it's definitely given us a great perspective of our life and our home and what are we placing in importance. And as I'm saying this, I'm thinking like, okay, I'm kind of just rambling, but this is just kind of my heart from this year poured out to you guys and where we're at. You know, what my thoughts have been this year. It hasn't been easy. There's been really good days and there's been really bad days. My mental health has kind of been on a roller coaster this year. When we moved to Okinawa, I was taking antidepressants for, anti-anxiety medication for postpartum anxiety. And here I am now in December, not having to take them every time or every day. And that's just, you know, that is a big blessing. Like, our life has changed in positive ways here, but we're also learning to navigate making the positive out of a negative. So, yeah, I think I'll just stop there because I think I could continue rambling on, but I know you guys have heard enough of all of that in past podcasts too. I would say, let's go back to this though. I said my number one highlight of the year was tutoring. I'd say my number two highlight definitely is experiencing the food here. Japanese food is 10 out of 10. So good. I think I've only had one thing that I didn't like so far. It was a sandwich from Starbucks. It was highly sketchy. Would not get it again. It was a 0 out of 10. Definitely wouldn't eat it again. But the food here is amazing. Starbucks is amazing. Just, it's amazing. There's no way to describe it except for that. And I would definitely say that my third favorite thing has been our church. You know, having a church community is something that's been very important to our family for many years. And so kind of coming to Okinawa, we were not looking forward to having to find a new church. But we had kind of made a list of like, okay, these are things that we need to be different for our family. This is kind of the pattern that we need for our kids to be growing as Christians. These are things that we do not want in a church. You know, we had that and we looked. And I think we were really blessed that we found a church so quickly and that we've grown in that church. And I think the best choice that my husband and I made was to take 1 year not volunteering for anything, not being involved in ministry, was to sit back and just focus on our marriage, focus on our family, focus on growing together in the Lord, because that's something that we haven't been doing since we got married. Our last church in Jacksonville, we loved. They were like family to us. And so leaving that family was very hard, but we were very involved in that church. And I think that that's a great thing to be. But I think that where we were at in our marriage, there was a lot going on behind the scenes. There was some stuff that I didn't even know was going on. That honestly, us being in ministry and being pushed into ministry was not where we needed to be. Where we needed to be as a married couple was together, sitting together in church on a Sunday morning, listening to preaching, being ministered to, and growing together. And we weren't given that opportunity. So moving here to Okinawa, that has probably been my third favorite thing, is just watching our family grow through this year. Now, mind you, at least half of this year, we weren't allowed to go to church physically. So we had to watch online, which was awful. If you've ever tried doing that with children, it's awful. But just watching our family grow, watching the desire to be in church, and even being able to look at the last year and think about the times where we've been like, we're so tired. You know, Tyler just got home, or, you know, we've been dealing with the holidays, or there's been this, that, or the other thing. And just thinking about those times where we've kind of been like, okay, we just won't go today. But then you sit back and think about it and you're like, this is literally Satan being like, no, you don't need to be in church. You don't need to do it. You're fine. And the times that we went instead and we were so blessed, like, that just makes me excited. And it makes me excited to head into the new year with that mindset and with that ability to know that we've been doing this for a year and we're hopeful for what God's going to teach us in the new year. So, really excited. I'm also really excited because our church is going to do the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University in the new year, and we're doing it, and I'm so pumped about it because Lord knows we've been wanting to do something like this for a while and have been, just between moving and military life, have had a really hard time finding something structured that we could do together in a class format that we didn't have to lead, because that's not what I wanted. So I'm super pumped about that. But those would be my top three highlights from the year. Okay, enough about 2020, because we could go on and we could reflect more, but honestly, at this point, I think none of us want to continue to reflect on 2020. So hopefully I reflected on enough positive things. So let's look to 2021, okay? We all know the clock isn't going to strike 12 and it's not magically going to get better and, you know, all that. But we can head into 2021 with a perspective of hope. I have picked my word for the year. I will not be revealing it until the first episode of the new year. I'm really excited for that episode. I've been working on recording it. I'm so excited to share with you guys. I'm just about the word that I've picked for this year and why I picked it. I know there's a reason for it, and I'm really excited. But looking forward to 2021, my goal this next year, now that we've been here in Okinawa for a year and looking at how this year has gone, a lot has changed just because of the restrictions and things that we've had to deal with here. So our life has felt really chaotic. But kind of looking at it now, things can't get any more strict than they are right now. So they will only lessen up. So I feel like we can kind of put ourselves on more of a consistent weekly schedule and not just a daily schedule to make life work for us. So with that in mind, I am working on a podcasting schedule on when I can record, when works best, now that we kind of have this rhythm down. And hopefully that will work better heading into the new year. So we're going to start with 2 podcasts a month. That's the goal. I know I've said this before, but eventually I'd love to podcast every week. It is a lot of work though. And having kids, I do know that I need to allow some flexibility. The new year will hold a lot more of Tyler being gone. So we're going to have to adjust a lot to that. And that will mean that I'm just going to adjust my work schedule and things like that. So yeah, excuse me. So looking forward to that, looking forward to a lot of the topics that I have on the table. I already have 3 or 4 guests lined up in the new year. So in the first couple of months, I'll have guests on the podcast besides my husband, which he's great. He'll come back on the podcast eventually. We've been talking about creating an Oki Living podcast since, we moved here and it just hasn't happened because life. But we finally have sat down and kind of written out some goals, some ideas, things that we really want to do with this podcast and what we want to capture with it. So it's going to be a split between my blog and podcasting. We'll be working on that. It will probably only be about 1 episode a month to start with just because of Tyler's travel schedule. But there will be a lot more blogging. As I've done some research on research-oriented, what's the word I'm looking for? Can't think of the word. Resources available to people who are moving here for things. There's really not a lot. There used to be a great resource for people moving out here, and they are not active anymore. So there's one other resource available, and unfortunately, this person doesn't want to write things about small businesses or supporting the local economy. They only want to know about the big like chain stores out here. And I'm super big into supporting the economy. That's a big goal for us in 2021. I think it's hilarious. Just a real quick aside. We received the stimulus package beginning of the year. We'll receive the second stimulus package and we're going to give it back to the economy in Japan to help grow their economy because the military community here is such a big part of their community. When we get locked down on restrictions and we can't eat out, stuff literally closes down. It's really sad. But being able to give back to the community in that way is super exciting for us. So we're just going to dive into that. Hopefully start with 1 podcast a month again to kind of ease our way in. And then we'll just kind of see where it goes from there based around Tyler's travel schedule and just what else we have to anticipate. Also in the new year, I plan to tackle some harder topics. I know when I picked back up at the end of the summer, I had mentioned I listened to a lot of podcasters as they kind of chatted about some really tough stuff. And I just love the way that these podcasters just handled these topics with so much grace. I think it's necessary, but I think it's also necessary to start speaking out. We had a great sermon in church this last week just about, as a Christian, this is our time. Like, we need to be speaking up. It's time to stop hiding behind the wall. It's time to stop with this whole fantasy of God is all love and lovey-dovey and doesn't want to hurt anybody. Because yes, God is love, but that's not all that he is. God got angry too. God gets angry. God has feelings. And so just kind of as we head into 2021, tackling some of these harder topics and just being really honest about things that are going on in our world and how it impacts our parenting, how it impacts me as a mom and raising my kids in my desire to keep them safe and healthy. I was having a conversation with another mom the other day, and I have been doing my best to work out consistently since we moved here. And when we moved here, it was originally, you know, hey, I want to get my health in check. Like, I want to be the healthiest I can be for my kids. And now kind of looking at our world, we were joking about, you know, we work out to be healthy too. But at this point, like, I'm feeling like we all need to be lifting some weights and doing some workouts, because I kind of feel like if the time comes, we need to be able to throw a punch and it needs to be effective. And that's just the world that we live in right now, unfortunately. But just tackling some of those harder topics and doing my best to do it with grace, but also with truth and honesty. So that's kind of your slight glimpse into 2021. So I hope you're as excited as I am. I know it's been a long year, but we made it, guys. Congratulations. You should be proud of yourself. Whether you accomplished a lot this year or just made it through the year, that is something to seriously, seriously be thankful for during 2020. So I'm going to wrap it up for today. I will talk to you all in the next year. As always, if you want to stay in touch, see content, just keep up with our family, you can find me on Instagram at Caffeine and Chaos. You can also find me on Facebook at Caffeine and Chaos. And if you have any creative criticism, comments, suggestions, anything like that, topics you want to hear about in the new year, definitely looking for topic ideas or guest ideas. You can reach out to us at caffeineandchaos3@gmail.com. We will catch you guys later. Have a wonderful, safe, and very happy new year.